Today is the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The epistle is taken from the Book of Wisdom. As divine, I have brought forth a pleasing odor, and my flowers are the fruit of honor and riches. I am the mother of fair love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over me, ye all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. For my spirit is sweet above honey, and my inheritance above honey and honeycomb. My memory is unto everlasting generations. They that eat me shall yet hunger, and they that drink me shall yet thirst. He that heareth to me shall not be confounded, and they that walk by me shall not sin. They that explain me shall have life everlasting. We stand up to hear the most holy gospel. According to St. John, at that time there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore had seen his mother and the disciple standing whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." And after that he said to his disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's take a seat. And we have the, after the Mass, following the Mass, the ceremony of oblation. So first we'll approach to the communion rail those who want to become a Benedictine novices. And after will be the profession of those Benedictines who have finished their novitiate and want to be victim souls to the rules of Benedict for life. So, dear friends, now, brothers, we are going now to meditate upon this great feast. So, the purpose of this feast is precisely what our Lord and Fatima told us. It's for these moments, for these times. And this is a whole program of life, and it's a whole focus on the greatest glory for God, and in the greatest battle the church has ever fought, also in the greatest, for the greatest profit for our souls and our families. So this is tremendously important, what we are going to preach today, because this has the will of God endorsing this devotion. And not only that, but God is placing this devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary as the last means, and the unique means even, to foster in order to accelerate the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and our salvation, the grace that we need. So if we analyze the gospel, all that we had to learn about this program of life for these moments, these times, is in the gospel of today. So our Lord is in agony on the cross, hanging on the cross. The Blessed Virgin Mary is sharing with our Lord. In that moment, she's sharing all the pains of our Lord in her heart. Each and any one, every one of the pains. She, remember, the Blessed Virgin Mary is loved by God more than all the angels and saints together, put together. So the amount of sorrow of Our Lady impact the most sacred heart of Jesus. They were together. They were suffering the sacrifice together. There's no doubt about that. This is Catholic theology. And it's the very nature of the motherhood of our Blessed Virgin Mary, who gave to our Lord not only his most sacred heart. So the most sacred heart of Jesus was formed in the Immaculate Heart of Mary was formed, those 9 months of gestation in the pregnancy, but also the most precious blood of our Lord was formed in Our Lady's heart. She will pump up, she will pump towards the Sacred Heart of Jesus that blood will be offered in sacrifice. This is a glimpse that our Lord and our Lady were doing one sacrifice. And the greatest pain of our Lord in his heart was to see his mother suffering like that. Because if he loved more Mary than all of us together, that means that the main sorrow of our Lord at that moment was to see his mother sorrowing and about to be in solitude alone. So what comes after that is this really amazing to ponder and to meditate the rest of our life, every day, every moment, to contemplate what happened after that. So having said that, our Lord, seeing his mother and his disciple standing, so look, our Lord didn't console his mother in that moment. He didn't say to his mother something tender or sweet words. No. What our Lord said? He said to her basically, your mission on earth has not been accomplished. He said, women, behold thy son. Basically saying, I am dying, but your sorrows continue. Your sacrifice continues because now you have to bear in your bosom, in your arms, all my children, all your children, until the end of times. Behold thy son. Basically, take care of him. Is yours. You will have to keep sorrowing, being sacrificed for those children. It's not yet the consolation. The consolation comes in the next words after that. He said, after that, our Lord said to the disciple, behold thy mother. Is where the consolation comes. Is our Lord telling us, his children, dedicate thyself to thy mother. Fourth commandment, honor, love, respect, and honor your mother especially. Repair her heart. So the consolation, the reparation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary comes through us. God wants to console his mother, finally, but through us, in us. This is the mystery that we are seeing with our Lady in her sorrows, in her solitude. Behold thy son, and he said to us, behold thy mother. He's saying, just dedicate yourself to your mother and I will be pleased. I will be happy and you will win all the graces and life everlasting. Just dedicate yourself to your mother. Accompany her, love her, have pity upon her. Stop sinning. Love her in such a way that you will repair her Immaculate Heart. This is the program for our whole life. So, and after the gospel finished saying, from that hour on, the disciple took her to his own house, to his own life, as his own love, the most important in life, because it's the most important for our Lord. We imitate our Lord, and he wants explicitly that we repair her heart, we console her heart. So what we have to understand is that to reign with Mary is to reign in her sorrows, with her sorrows. So she had not recovered. It's true. She is not recovering. Even she's in heaven in this moment, body and soul in heaven. She's assisting at Mass every moment. And because Mass is out of time, it's the same sacrifice of Calvary. And because sins, our sins keep hurting and offending Mary, therefore she has not recovered. She's really in need of consolation and reparation. And our Lord wants to do it through us. So that means that our focus is Mary in her sorrows. And we have to take her into our hearts, into our home, in our time, in our thoughts, in our deeds. And she must be the focus. It's the message of Fatima. Remember, what is charity? We Catholics forget what is charity, what is love. Love, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, is to love the beloved one for the beloved one's sake, for what she is. We don't think about the benefits. We don't think about how much we are going to receive. We don't think about the rewards. We don't think about how much sacrament we're going to receive. No. We don't think about what is going to happen with my children, my job, my health, my friends. We don't think about those things. We just focus on the Blessed Virgin Mary. Otherwise, we are using our time, our hearts, our love for other things, which is not Mary. It's not Mary's interest. It's not in the interest of Mary. Because she promised God through her that she will take care of us. It's the first words, "Behold thy son." So whatever has to do with us, salvation included, our families included, it's the job of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we worry for that. This is an outrage. So really, she's offended, because it's like saying, "I don't trust Mary, I don't trust you. It's your job, but I don't feel you are doing your job." It's what we are saying to Mary. It's time that we worry about those things. It's really what is happening now. It's the job of Mary to take care of us until salvation, until the end of our life. Therefore, we concentrate, we focus in our job. And what is our job? Our Lord said, "Behold thy mother." Behold thy mother is all that we have to do in this earth. And what's happening with our mother? She is in deep sorrows and solitude. She has been abandoned. She has been crucified, as the letter of our Lord Solitude says. Her son has been snatched out of her hands. She's mother more sorrowful, fountain of tears. What to behold that mother every day? I want I encourage you to do the novena to Our Lady of Solitude every day, 9 steps. After 9 days, you continue again. We cannot let our mother suffer. We cannot let our mother be so sorrowful and not be have pity upon her. Even the book of Ecclesiasticus says, "The children who are not moved by the tears of his mother are apostates." Something like that is the Sacred Scriptures. Cannot be children of God those who, after seeing the mother crying, they do nothing for her. So it's our duty, it's our job, is especially in Philippines. She came on Good Friday to stay. She told the soldier, "Will you allow me to enter in Porta Baga?" Allow me, I need a place to stay because the typhoon is coming, it's a Good Friday. I need a place, could you please allow me to enter? And the soldier, yes, said, yes, mother, come in. It's the same, it's a typhoon and this world for her. No rest, no place to rest. No human heart to welcome in her. Everybody's in human things, in sinful things, in selfish things. And she has no place where to rest, to put her head and to be repaired, to be consoled. So we have this privilege of consoling her immaculate heart. Once we have once we know this reality, we cannot leave her alone. Because God wants to console her in us, through us, is how we want to be saved. This is the most beautiful mission, the most beautiful vocation that we could ever thought and dream of. To be like Simon, carrying the cross of Mary, sweeping her tears out of her face, protecting her, and also defending her against the enemy by a life of sacrifice. Because remember, each time that we do sacrifices, it's our Lord in us winning the privilege of the Immaculate Conception for Mary. Means consoling her, giving gifts to Mary, especially the Holy Rosary. The greatest gift that we can give to Mary is the Most Holy Rosary, which is because these are the graces and the kisses of our Lord to her and God for her. All those mysteries by which she grew in love and in sorrows and in love and sorrows. So we ask this grace today. So you are going to do your oblation with this spirit. You are going to wear a black scapular, means you are dead to you, dead to the world, dead to the devil, dead to your time, to your petty things, your inclinations and your desires, in your own desires. You give up everything. It's black because you are dead with Christ as to live in Mary and be born in Mary for eternity. And if you have the red cross in your scapular, it's because you have been chosen to be victim souls, to die for Mary, like Jesus Christ. He's dying, the cross is empty. Our Lord has been taken away from families, from churches, from doctrine, from the sacrament, from the priesthood. You have to fill up that gap. Our Lord is absent, our Lord is sorrowing. So in that red cross, empty cross, you have to go up and to be crucified there. For our Lady's consolation, for our Lady's reparation, heart, Immaculate Heart. So basically you have to be victim souls in a life of sacrifice and prayer for Mary, in Mary, through Mary, in order to save yourself and all your family, and each one of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.